PABA Audio Tour, Cut 1. Hi, I'm Paris Ely, speaking on behalf of Reverend Ray Martin, Houston's first fighting preacher. He's also the founder and president of the Progressive Amateur Boxing Association, a nonprofit juvenile crime prevention and self-discipline youth program that's based in the heart of the legendary Third Ward of Houston at 3212 Dowling Street, right between Holman and Elgin. This is where we've operated for over 40 years. As you enter our modern two-story building located near our historic neighbors, Emancipation Park, the El Dorado Ballroom, and Project Row House, you will see to your right our floor-to-ceiling wall-to-wall awards showcase. It is our glass-enclosed tribute to the award-winning achievements of the PABA boys and girls and the coaches and parents who have helped to develop them. Of course, we do not have enough space to display all of the beautiful trophies and awards that the kids have won, but those that are on display represent current and past generations of Houston children and PABA participants. As we move along the wall, you will notice many familiar faces of world-famous boxers, George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, and the great Joe Louis. Moving further along the wall, you will notice pictures of former presidents Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and George W. Bush. There are also political legends from Houston here, Congresswoman Barbara Jordan and Honorable Representative Mickey Leland, as well as former Houston mayors Lee P. Brown and Kathy Whitmire. Each one of the events posted here represents an important stage in the development of PABA, all of them important in the growth of our organization. And Reverend Ray Martin has his own special moments. For him, one of the most memorable visits is that of Joe Louis, the Brown Bomber, his hero and former African-American heavyweight champion of the world, only the second black man to do so at the time. It is Joe Louis who inspired Reverend Ray to become a boxer. It was a great day in his life when Louis visited the center and spoke with the kids and then turned to Reverend Ray and said that he wished he had a place like PABA when he was growing up. Rev says that he was walking on air at that moment. And there are other champions who have come here. Houston's own Reggie Johnson and Sweet Pea Whitaker, Evander Holyfield, Larry Holmes, and of course Muhammad Ali, who gave so much of his time and attention to our cause. We were a regular on the champ's schedule when he came to town. He loved to entertain and teach the children, and in one of his greatest acts, he boxed Reverend Ray in an exhibition match at the Astro Hall Arena in 1971. There are posters in the center commemorating that occasion. It was called the Sparring Match of the Century. And then they followed that with another rematch that was held right here in this building. There are a lot of historical moments to choose from along the wall, and we're proud of all of them. Among the most unforgettable, you will find a wealth of photos showing the support of popular media celebrities like George Nelson from KYOK Radio, Rick Roberts from KYOK, and Travis Gardner from KCOH Radio, along with Boogaloo George Frazier from KYOK Radio. The late Marvin Zindler from Channel 13 Eyewitness News was an avid supporter of PABA and helped us in any way that he could, any time that he could. His help was simply magnificent. George Foreman is also a good example of a world-famous celebrity who remembered his roots and reached out to help others. He continues to do so by helping the PABA. He is a friend who not only encourages us in our efforts, but gives his active support to help us achieve our goals. At the end of the wall and showcase is the training floor of the gym. In the middle sits the centerpiece of the PABA, a 20-foot by 20-foot red, white, and blue boxing ring used for our live boxing shows, sparring demonstrations. And it is where thousands of boys and girls have learned our chest and shoulder boxing method. Throughout the gym, they are punching bags of different sizes and purposes to help the children learn the proper ways of punching and moving in the ring. We have speed bags and uppercut bags, as well as heavy and light bags, along with jump ropes, boxing gloves, and the usual equipment, hand pads, and the like. We have equipment for training beginning and advanced boxers, as well as the professional fighters and Olympics trial boxers who come to our facilities. Our second floor contains more of the same, additional punching bags, free weights, and a slightly smaller boxing ring, adequate for training young boxers. Because we are a community center as well as a boxing center, we have ample space upstairs that we use to host civic and social meetings, programs, and we sometimes work with organizations like the Wisconsin Sleepers and others to feed the homeless. At PABA, we take our nonprofit commitment seriously. We take it as community service, and we invite those individuals, churches, and other organizations who wish to join us in our effort to reach the children to call us at 713-520-9585. 713-520-9585, or email us at pababoxing@yahoo.com, or you may visit our website at www.pababoxing.com. Thank you for joining us here, and we hope you've enjoyed your tour.